In the last episode, we gave an introduction to the Haredim, discussing their rapid growth, the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem, also known as the Ida Haredit, the British creation of the Chief Rabbinate, and Rabbi Yosef Sonnenfeld's opposition to British-supported Zionist advances in Palestine. In this episode, we bring you the conclusion to the defense of Judaism at the hands of the Haredim, the basis of their stance. The anti-Zionist stance of the Orthodox Council of Jerusalem and the Haredim is ideologically derived from the book Vayuel Moshe, written by former President and Chief Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum, which is regarded as the standard and by which all issues relating to the modern state of Israel are determined. For example, the congregation forbids voting in the elections for the Knesset and forbids accepting any funds from the Israeli government, such as subsidies for schools and unemployment benefits, and also does not accept Israeli citizenship through the law of return. In 2002, the rabbinical leadership of the Ida wrote a complimentary introduction to the Vayuel Moshe. The introduction mentioned, and it is necessary to learn about this subject of Zionism, the holy book Vayuel Moshe will open its readers' eyes to see the reasons behind all troubles and horrors of our time and will prevent readers from being drawn after the Zionist heresy. May the Merciful One save us. Fighting the Zionist Army's Compulsory Draft. One of the fiercest battlegrounds between the Ida Haredit and the Israeli authorities has opened up around the country's compulsory army draft. Israeli law mandates that Jewish Israeli citizens be conscripted into the army at the age of 18. Men must spend 3 years in the army, while women are conscripted for a mandatory 2-year term. According to estimates, there are some 900,000 Orthodox Jews in Israel whom have been able to gain unofficial exemptions by proving they are full-time students at a yeshiva, a seminary school. But a 2014 bill to restrict draft exemptions spurred a wave of protests from the Haredi community, including one of the largest anti-Zionist marches in Israel's history. The Israeli police, on the other hand, have been accused of using excessive force on these demonstrators, including severely beating unarmed Ida Haredit members. The group states that the onslaught of the Israeli police against their followers is the peak of a general attack on their group, an attack the Ida Haredit see as being aimed at eliminating them as the last remaining Jewish force resisting Zionism. The Ida Haredit say that due to intense pressure and oppression by the Zionist entity, some in the Jewish Haredi community have been forced to succumb and unwillingly change their religious views. Yet despite the use of excessive force, the Zionist government's attempts at recruiting the Ida Haredit are absolutely futile. This is because for the Ida Haredit, even entering a draft center and showing documents to gain an exemption is considered collaborating with the enemy. Thus, for Ida Haredit members, it is an honor to be jailed over refusing the draft. Their children are excited to reach the age of conscription because, as Rabbi Mintzberg says proudly, the draft refusers become the stars and heroes of the community. The rabbi further declares, "We would never seek Israel's permission to be exempted from their army because we don't recognize the Zionist regime's authority at all." Finally, the brave rabbi proclaims, if any of us were ever to accept being drafted into an army, it will be one that is fighting against the Zionist state. Mi'a She'arim, Jerusalem. Mi'a She'arim, meaning 100 gates, is one of the oldest neighborhoods in the heart of Jerusalem, established in 1874. Many in this neighborhood are part of the Ida Haredit. And likewise, many of the residents of this neighborhood are descendants of the old Yishuv, Jews who resided in historic Palestine under Ottoman and British rule. In Mi'a She'arim, outside the homes of many Ida Haredit members, hang signs that read, "Here lives a non-Zionist Jew." Even Palestinian flags are a common sight, fluttering outside their homes. The residents of the Mi'a She'arim neighborhood have also been known to ritually hang dummies of Israeli soldiers to protest Israel's army draft. According to Rabbi Mintzberg, Israeli forces frequently raid Mia She'arim and arrest draft refusers or members active in anti-Zionist protests. The police operations against Ida Haredit members are often conducted during night hours, when Israeli police officers break into civilian homes without any prior warnings, a police strategy usually saved for poor Palestinian communities in occupied East Jerusalem. Lizzie Saji, a secular anti-Zionist Israeli activist, tells Mondo Weiss, "It's all just meant to try and break the community." The Israeli anti-Zionist activist continues, "No one in Israel practices anti-Zionism like the Ida Haredit. They don't just talk about being anti-Zionist, they really live it. I have never witnessed such pure justice like I found in Mia She'arim." Rabbi Mordechai Mintzberg. Mordechai Mintzberg is a rabbi in Mia She'arim whose family resided in historic Palestine generations before Israel was founded. He is one of the most prominent members of the Ida Haredit. The rabbi explains that while the group's strict anti-Zionist views are derived from a religious origin, these values also merge with their sense of morality. Furthermore, the rabbi told Mondo Weiss that Zionists have used Judaism to further their political goals in the region and conquer the territory, adding that a Jewish nationality is antithetical to the teachings of Judaism. Rabbi Mintzberg considers Zionism to be a parasite upon the Jewish faith. He further states that Theodor Herzl saw a solution to the Jewish problem, but we don't have a problem. We are Jews, and Zionism is a total failure. That's why I think Zionism isn't here to be a solution. It's here for one thing, to destroy authentic Judaism. Yet despite the oppression at the hands of the Zionist entity and the overwhelming negative press Mia She'arim and the Ida Haredit get, the rabbi cautions people to not feel sorry for the Ida Haredit group. He says, "We've succeeded in getting through the past 200 years in the same fashion. It's unparalleled courage, progress, and modernity." Rabbi Mintzberg says Ida Haredit members feel a strong connection to the Palestinian struggle, as we are clearly bound to each other. We share the same history and the same struggle. He further states that he and others in Ida Haredit identify as being Palestinian rather than Israelis, saying, "I live on this land, so what else would I be except Palestinian?" He says, according to Jewish beliefs, Jews inside Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory should be living under Palestinian rule. And so Rabbi Mintzberg believes the Ida Haredit struggle is a powerful challenge to Zionist Israel. He says, "We are a threat to Israel's narrative because our continued existence as anti-Zionist Jews defies every myth perpetuated by the Israeli state." Finally, the rabbi declares the Ida Haredit, Mia She'arim, the community, and true Jews will never sell out to the Zionist state. And so we end this episode with a powerful quote from the Ha'idah newspaper: "We will continue our continuous war, the days of which are the same as the days of the existence of the Zionist entity." So you really thought that Zionism was Judaism? After so many episodes, you now know that Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. In reality, Zionism has hijacked and used Judaism to accomplish its illegitimate mission of creating an apartheid Zionist state. Furthermore, Zionism has no basis in Judaic teachings. The truth is that Zionism is the enemy of Judaism. And mind you, these are not our claims, these are Judaism's claims. For those who now know, this was the Zionist plot, hijacking Judaism, but Judaism is now fighting back hard and gaining ground fast. In the next episodes, we shake things up a bit and switch from talking about Jewish organizations to individual Jewish people standing up to fight Zionism. The Zionist monsters' days are numbered because we got a whole lot more coming up. Justice is about to be served.